America Radio.
On the phone, my buddy Mark Maron of Morning Sedition, the Mark Maron Show.
And now officially of my garage.
Are you talking out of your garage right now?
Are you kidding? You think I'm going to go out and buy that equipment now that they filed Chapter 11? What, are you nuts?
Oh, yeah, Air America filed Chapter 11 today.
I was going to buy the equipment to get the mic and the mixer to do this stuff in the garage, but now, you know, I don't know. You know, it doesn't look like I'm going to get my bread. I don't know if you've mentioned it, but I just saw it, and I just thought we should talk about it.
You know what? I just got the link.
It's amazing because you're in the building.
Well, I'm doing my show. They just had a meeting.
You would think that they would come in and say, Sam, don't mention that we just filed Chapter 11.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, personally, I think it's a good thing.
Tell that to the kids I don't have.
Well, that's the point. You don't have kids. No, I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think, as you know, in September of this year, we switched affiliates, and basically the company changed its business plan. Without going into the weeds, company changed its business plan, and it's going to restructure in such a way to deal with it. So I'm encouraged. We're going to be on the air for the foreseeable future. I got to dig into the documents. You know how I love the legal stuff.
Yeah, while you're digging into those documents, why don't you see if you can find something that tells me the odds of getting paid for me?
Oh, I can tell you the odds of you getting paid, buddy.
Well, what are the odds, Sam?
Here, let me put it through our Sam Cedar Show transcoder. Hold on for one second. This will take anything that we write on a piece of paper. I'm writing down right now.
Yeah.
The odds of Mark Maron ever seeing a dollar, really probably, let me just make this not just in the radio business.
No.
Hold on for one second. Here it goes to the Air America Radio Sam Cedar Show X11 transcoder. And this is the audio representation of those chances. Oof.
Oh, man.
That's not good.
Well, that's not very encouraging, Sam. But you know what? I'm happy that Air America is going to survive. I'm happy that you have a job because you do have a kid. And I think it's important that the message continue to get out there. I just find it a little dismantling that I'm up online here, and you look at the list of news stories. Bob Ney pleads guilty. There's actually a couple of Republicans that are so desperate in their campaigns that they're going to let George Bush campaign for them.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to be pretty desperate. This is a list of hopeful things. That it looks like the military leaders around the world want us out of Iraq, and there it is, just sitting amongst these stories, Air America files Chapter 11. It's almost as if it's some sort of opposite world. It should be Air America takes over country.
Well, we march forward. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. We're talking to Mark Maron, the headphones just shocked you?
Yeah, my headphones just gave me an electric shock. To add to everything else that's happened today.
Yeah, we had technically it's Friday the 13th. That's it's tricky. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Sam Cedar Show, Mark Maron.
Sam Cedar. You're listening to Sam Cedar, where every day is Casual Friday.
That's right, it's Casual Friday, folks. That's why we've let Mark Maron into the house.
I'm sitting here naked. I got my cats hanging out. I'm out in the garage. It's weird.
Woody, I hope you're not IMing anybody.
Dude, I'm not IMing. I get nervous about the wording of emails that might get misunderstood. You know what I mean? And what about these guys who put pictures of themselves up? What are they, nuts?
I know.
Given the climate that we live in, given that there's a show on NBC, some Orwellian candid camera show that entraps child predators or guys that they've dragged out of their homes, maybe I'm on the wrong side of that argument, but that seems like it's illegal and wrong.
to ruin that, you know, to drag a guy into that. But this is my point, Sam, and I don't know if I've talked about this with you about the idea of surveillance and really the bottom line about why the Patriot Act and some of these provisions that enable the government to spy or to listen on our phones and also look at our computers is horrible.
Without warrant, without oversight
from
anybody.
Yeah, right. But here's the deal, is that there are people that defend it by saying, hey, you know, if you got nothing to hide, you got nothing to worry about. Now look, I'm a guy, I got nothing to hide, but I gotta be honest with you, I got a few things I'm ashamed of, alright? And if they were to look on my, you know, like, literally, I'd rather be caught with a bomb. Because if I had a bomb, I could say, hey, they could go, what are you gonna do with that? I could go, well, I'm gonna blow that thing up over there. But if they downloaded my cookies, it'd be a little awkward. I'd have to say, well, I didn't know it was a guy at first. And then, you know, I kept looking at it because it was weird. I don't know. What do you want me to do? But my thing that I realized, and I think that, I don't know if we have talked about this or it is a known thing, that what they're really doing, you know, as they redefine the term enemy combatants, that thing becomes more, malleable, They're literally not looking for terrorists. They're looking for rats, and they're looking for people to recruit. This is how they're going to actually recruit for the military in the future. They're going to look at someone's hard drive and say, look, we're going to tell your wife about that picture unless you join the Army.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, there's been, and it really, I don't know if you could call it speculation, but, you know, part of the reason why the Republicans wanted to retain Mark Foley so much as a congressman there, and you got to remember, Tom Reynolds, the head of the National Republican Congressional Campaign, and Karl Rove, both convinced Mark Reynolds, to run again this fall when he was going to quit and become a lobbyist. Karl Rove said, "You won't get your lobbying job if you leave the House right now." Part of the reason why people suspect that they wanted him to stay so much was because they knew that he was gay, and they knew that he had maybe some of these child predator issues, and that they felt that they always had, when it came to Mark Foley, they had a surefire vote, and they were using this as leverage.
Well, that's the way it works. That's the way the CIA works. That's, I believe, what was going on in a broader scheme at Abu Ghraib.
I think you're right about this.
I think that at Abu Ghraib, what was really, because of the number of photographs that weren't the party shots of those of those few people, what you had was a very concerted effort on behalf of the intelligence of the United States, the intelligence agencies, to create an army of rats, because they were incapable of really planting informers within the community. What they were going to do was they were going to say, look, we're going to show your family and the rest of
community.
Your community these pictures of you wearing underwear on your head, or with dogs at your crotch, or with, you know. And I think that was the plan that backfired. And I mean, I have no doubt that this is a standard dynamic. But how it looks for the culture at large, in terms of what you look at on the internet and what your freedoms really are, you got to be careful, because right now it's enemy combatants and terrorists. But you know, if it becomes, you know, chronic masturbators or just people who look at porn, or just people who look at this site or that site, because the way the law is structured, they could change it with any administration or within this administration.
You're absolutely right, and you know, I agree with you totally about that the Abu Ghraib thing. Listen, there's no other reason why they took thousands and thousands of photos. I mean, you don't do this, you know, one or two photos some of these demented soldiers take, well, that I can understand. But when you're taking thousands of these photos, and we find out later that 90%, and this is an admission by the military, 90% of the people held in Abu Ghraib were absolutely innocent of anything. And you take those thousands, but you're right about this. First of all, George Bush, in his signing statement last week, bypassed the law on Homeland Security that says that he can ignore the parts that say that the executive branch has to tell people who they're spying on. And he can edit these security reports that report back to Congress as to who they're spying on. And just today in the New York Times, you had these internal military documents released that showed, you know, how the Defense Department's collection of information on demonstrations of Quakers, of vegetarians, of...
Hey, Sam, I got to be honest with you. I bet right now one of those people is listening to our conversation.
Oh, well, listen, I mean, there is no doubt in my mind. I'll tell you, there's a reason why I am so neurotic about saving every single receipt that I have. I mean, my wife and I are buckling down. We're to get our asses audited off. And it's also why I live such a wholesome and clean and pure life.
Well, you got to. And if you're not, you've really got to go off the grid for it and not allow any technological devices in between whatever you're doing and the authorities.
All right. Now, dude, I got to get your...
But even that, though, Sam, think about it. Even that. You know, not that I'm up to no good, but I'm just saying that.
Well, listen, know, I don't know if there's anybody out there who's familiar with you who believes that you're up to good.
Well,
I mean,
okay,
I don't know if you're
understand.
Up to no but, good, but I mean, anybody who knows you knows that
I wish
you're
my
up
life
to
was
dubious
more
things.
I wish I had bigger problems. I wish that, you know, my compulsive behavior was not a solitary action or just eating. I'm not a gambler. I'm not a whoremonger. I don't do that kind of stuff. But what's very interesting is that at any given point in time, you are on camera somewhere. Now, I don't want to be paranoid, but I don't, you know, it used to just be the idea that Orwell had was Big Brother is watching us. It's not supposed to be Big Brother is watching us and that's what we pay him for. You know, that's not the way it was supposed to pan out.
No. And it's and
what were you going to ask me?
Well, I was going to talk to you about this new theory out there that the right wingers are starting to push that really this whole Foley thing is not a function of the Democratic Party or Jewish bankers, but in fact it is a a network, a gay cabal that has inserted themselves in the Republican Party, if you will.
Yeah.
This is Cliff Kincaid from so-called Accuracy in the Media is arguing that that there is this the party brought so-called gay Republicans into positions of power in Congress only to realize that the confidential information they held about a secret gay network was political dynamite that could backfire.
I'm so confused. I don't even understand what you're saying.
Well,
you're saying to me that this guy, who's a right-wing whack job,
yes,
and who is among the many, that this is what we're really seeing here is that core delusional group of believers, the 30% to 34% that will be undeterred in their belief in the right wing as it is now, are starting to crumble, and it's very exciting, and I think we should enjoy. There's nothing more exciting than watching control freaks unravel.
Yes,
this is a great time. You know, I hope to God that it shows itself in the midterms that we take back the House and perhaps the Senate. But what you're really seeing here is a type of desperation of people, narcissists and true believers cannot afford to let truth sink in, because what's at the middle is a screaming, desperate, you know, wad of plasma that doesn't know how to be in the world. And I think that the way they're all freaking out, they're using they're playing the Clinton card left and right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bush actually got on television, you know, or yesterday and defended his economic policy. And now he's going to go, and that George Allen is so desperate that he's going to let George Bush come down and campaign for him. And this whole thing, I mean, that stuff is just beautiful to see how they can use their imagination.
Hey, speaking of George Allen, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah.
I just saw on Daily Kos, a diarist has put up JPEGs of...
Have him at a lynching?
No, no. That actually was just one of those little, sets that he set up in his office. The noose there
for the holiday for Martin Luther King Day. He put a little like they do with the manger on Christmas. He put a little lynching diorama.
Exactly, a diorama. That's exactly the word I was looking for. Well, you know, he voted against Martin Luther King being a holiday when he was back in the Virginia State Legislature.
Yeah.
But according to Krell Moset at Daily Kos and a diarist, he went down to the Albemarle County Courthouse and did a little digging. He has come up with some JPEGs of an arrest warrant from 1974 for George Felix Allen.
Uh-huh.
And there was a criminal hearing he attended on February 15th, 1973, apparently.
What was he busted for?
Well, we don't know. It does not say in there. But this is obviously a question that George Allen is going to have to respond to. Remember, folks, we have now two confirmations on the report that George Allen cut off the head of a deer and stuck it into a mailbox of a family he believed to be black. Right around this time, I believe it was in 1972.
What? He tried to put a deer's head in a mailbox?
No, he did put a deer's head in a mailbox.
That takes some doing. Yeah, I'm thinking of maybe an elk with the horns, but the deer is small.
No, if I guess that's not really the issue. Deer, if you get a small enough deer, I think that you could.
He did that when he was in office?
No, he did this. Oh. He was on a hunting trip as a college student, and we now have two people who have confirmed this story. That he they bagged a couple of deer, I guess.
Right.
And Alan was they were visiting friends of Alan's from college, and Alan said, "Where's the black neighborhood around here?" And the guy said, "Well, it's this part of town." So Alan drove them all down there. He cut off the head of a deer and shoved it in a family's mailbox.
Right. So he'd probably write that off if he actually copped to it as being, "Hey, I was in college and it was just a college racist fun."
Yeah, it was youthful indiscretion.
Youthful indiscretion, racist fun.
I think George Allen is still in trouble, and of course there was the financial improprieties that came out the other day.
And also this guy, what's his name, Ron Sherwood, the congressman who smacked around that woman?
Well, wait a second. It's Don Sherwood.
Don Sherwood.
He allegedly choked his mistress. He admitted to having a mistress for 5 years. You know, he's married, obviously, and single, and with kids. Mm. He had a mistress, a 29-year-old mistress,
yeah,
for 5 years. She sued him for $5.5 million, alleging... It's just an alleged that he choked her, because apparently, you know the old story.
So he copped having the relationship, and they're going to settle out of court or something.
They settled out of court already. Yeah. And apparently, this guy was another guy that Tom Reynolds convinced to run for re-election because, you know, listen, if you're...
Because he knew he was so dirty. That's beautiful, that they're coercing their own into staying in the game out of fear of losing power, and yet the people, these guys that they're protecting, are clearly, you know, they're guilty of domestic violence, they're guilty of pedophilia, and they are willing to protect that, and it's all coming undone, Sam.
I know, and you know, now Bob Ney, on the other hand, has just...
what a dirty bastard that guy is.
He has just copped a plea. He's now admitted that he was guilty of accepting illegal gifts in his capacity as a congressman. Here's the best part. Not resigning yet.
You gotta love Ohio, huh?
You gotta love that. Jean Bonnaire has refused to call for his resignation publicly. And I think part of it is that Bob Ney, after he serves his 27 months to up to 10 years in prison, is hoping to get a taxpayer-funded pension.
Well, you know, the way they're operating things, it seems that the way they're continuing to try to obstruct voters in that state, that even if the entire state doesn't like Bob Ney, theoretically, given the nature of that state, he could get out of prison or wherever and still be in office.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, right now, my understanding is that there's whispers in Washington right now, but the Republicans have not only picked a state penitentiary in the Ohio area for their 08 Republican convention. My understanding is that they're actually looking into moving the entire house into a federal corrections facility just to make it run more smoothly.
You know what's interesting about the Ney thing compared to Mark Foley or Sherwood or any of that kind of stuff is that, you know, the public sort of, you know, really grabs on to sexual scandal,
yep,
or domestic abuse, but what Ney is guilty of is far more immoral and far more, I think, indicative of the type of corruption that you see across the board in Washington and with these Republicans is that these guys are really the bad guys, and I wish there was a way to make it more apparent to
yeah,
just the grunts on the ground in this country in terms of just people who take in news that these are really the guys that are selling our government out.
No, you're absolutely right, because you know when you got guys like Bob Ney, you got guys like Randy Duke Cunningham, Tom DeLay, and you know, frankly, Hastert, you know, although he hasn't been convicted or indicted of anything, you know, his earmark of $200 million to increase the value of his property by $2 or $3 million.
And they all do that. And the thing is, like, I put people like Hastert who protect these guys in the same world.
Right. Well, because what they're doing is they're fundamentally destroying the fabric of our system of government. Whereas when they cover up for a child predator, all they're doing is just maintaining their political power.
Right. There's that, but I find that more contemptible than, you know, because now, not that Foley is necessarily a sympathetic figure, but
right,
he's a guy that wanted out, and he wanted out because he was dirty.
Yeah, that's true.
And you got somebody like Hastert and you got somebody like Rove who are saying, well, you got no choice because we're going to ruin your life. Now, they're all corrupt bastards. But, you know, in that scenario, I would say that Hastert and Rove, obviously, are actually more insidious, more evil, and more morally bankrupt.
Yeah, I think you're right, because, you know, Foley's just a sick man. These guys are supposedly in control of their senses, and they're the ones who allowed for this. You know, the one theory I've read out there is that, you know, this is allowing space, emotional space, for those people you were talking about earlier who refuse to give up the ghost about the Republican Party. It allows them emotional space to break with the party in some way, because it's an issue that transcends party. But, Mark, we've run out of time.
We all done?
Yeah, we're all done. But
are you in Boston? Do you go out to Boston?
Occasionally.
No, I mean the radio, your show.
Yeah, we're on our Boston affiliate, I think at night, though.
Oh, because I'm going to be there next week, or next Friday, but I'll talk to you next Friday. Have a good weekend, man.
All right, well, folks, look for Marin, and we'll plug it next week leading up for it.
Okay.
Mark, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Sam, talk to you later.
All right, we've got a couple of callers who've been holding. We'll take them when we get back on the other side, 866-303-2270.
It's Sam Cedar introducing whiny-ass, teeny baby conservatives to the truth. Wow, conservatives, that's you crying.